What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Well, Planned Parenthood is probably breathing a sigh of relief because they are being shoved out of the spotlight. Apparently, the FBI is interviewing former employees of a funeral home whose owner runs a side business on the same premises selling human body parts. And apparently, if you go to this funeral home, you might want to open that box and make sure everything's there before you actually have the funeral here. But boy, it just, that's icky. It's very, very icky. YouTube video we put on up at whatreallyhappened.com. Teenage boy found dead after receiving the HPV vaccine. Now, it's not just one boy. The video is actually a compendium of many of these cases of people who are getting this vaccine. And in the case of the young boys, it's for an illness they'll never get. They can't have cervical cancer if they don't have a cervix. But it's an expensive shot. And the practitioners are incentivized to just push that shot as much as possible. And again, more of these deaths resulting. Now, here's something that probably is going to get a lot of you kind of concerned here. American life expectancy has declined again. Apparently, this is the first time average life expectancy has declined for 2 years in a row, for the first time in more than 50 years. And the preliminary numbers are not looking good for right now. And the data is showing that the three major causes of death are unintentional injuries, Alzheimer's disease, and suicides. And today we can add to that the growing number of opiate overdoses. So we don't have good medical care. We don't have good health in this country. Our life expectancy is decreasing. Now, getting into the world of computers, this thing with Spectre is just exploding all over the place. The National Security Agency has issued a statement denying any prior knowledge of the meltdown and Spectre exploits and says it would never, ever, ever harm computer companies by withholding vulnerabilities that they are aware of. Sure. Back in 2014, the CEO of Intel, Brian Krzanich, was taking part in a Reddit online chat session. Was there, so I'll answer all your questions. He was answering questions. Then he was asked two questions, which both came basically to the same thing. Whether the National Security Agency can access the processors. And at that point, Brian kind of shut up, had nothing to say. The big stall, the big silence. Blink twice if you're not allowed to say. So at this point, I see this as confirmation that these hardware problems with these chips are in fact intentional. To allow the government to just waltz right in over the internet and get right into the heart of your computer, bypass whatever software security that you've got. Now, apparently, one of the Intel stockholders has filed a class action lawsuit accusing Intel, which everyone is starting to call Chipzilla, of artificially inflating its stock prices by omitting to tell anyone about the Spectre and Meltdown flaws in the products. So this complaint was brought by shareholder Elvis Elvira, and it basically pits the investors who acquired Chipzilla shares between July of 2017 and January of this year against the corporation, its chief executive, Brian Krzanich, and chief financial officer, Robert Swan. And basically, they're saying it's all about failing to disclose what was going on in a timely manner. So lawsuits are already flying. Now, the bad news is, this is from HackerMoon.com. Spectre and Meltdown are just the beginning. And there are probably other problems out there, other back doors out there. Part of the problem is all of the additional systems piled onto the chips to try and get more speed out of them, because the chips are already operating at pretty much the theoretical maximum speed for silicon. Another reason to start talking about photonics. And each new added system brings with it its own problems. And I think illustrating that is that researchers at F-Secure have found yet another problem in Intel's management firmware that could allow an attacker with brief physical access to PCs to gain persistent remote access to the system. Thanks to weak security in Intel's Active Management Technology firmware, the AMT. Apparently, the fix that Intel put out, the patch, has made PCs and servers less stable. And they've issued a statement saying, we've received word that systems are just rebooting endlessly after applying the firmware updates. And don't worry, we'll get a fix out to you sooner or later. Well, everybody who's got a computer who's been bricked or is constantly rebooting from this, they're losing money. They're losing business. This is an absolute epic disaster. And over at ZDNet, they're saying maybe speed isn't the most important thing to look at in a processor. Maybe it's getting them back to being simple and secure, and that would be a good thing. There's one problem, though. Computer software companies, they rely on faster processors. And as a result, they'll write sloppy, inefficient code. And I remember many years ago, my wife bought me as a birthday present Microsoft's Flight Simulator X, because I love flight simulators. It's the only games I ever play. And I loaded it onto the computer, and it was just chunking along. And I found in the paperwork, inside the packaging, a little notice saying, you may notice Flight Simulator X isn't performing too well. That's because we've written it for the next generation of processors we know you'll be buying in 3 years' time. Which I think was they're just covering their rear end because they couldn't get the code to run fast. But the more you corporatize software development, the more you break it up into little departments, the slower the code is going to run. And they rely on faster processors to basically get past that. It's like we've talked with some of the people. If you have a Windows machine and you take Windows off it and you put Linux on it, you will be amazed at how fast it runs. Windows, and to a lesser extent Mac OS, they're very inefficient. They're very slow. They're dependent on powerful processors. But the powerful processors are, in fact, opening new dangers. Let's take a phone call here. Brent in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening, Michael. Just some comments and suggestions and maybe a little teaser, brain teaser on the influenza that seems to be haunting everyone. My understanding is that there are about 1,000 or 1,200 influenza strains that are existent, and the pharmaceutical companies choose 4 or 5 every year to make their vaccinations from, hoping to prevent or maybe not influenza outbreaks. And very often, yes, they don't hit it right on the head. Now,
no, they don't. They have to start the process long before the flu season begins. So it's basically a guess.
Absolutely. It's a crapshoot. And what happens is they give you, if you receive a vaccination, a weakened form of the virus. But your body develops a full-blown virus in the way of protecting you. And you are
it develops an antibody. It develops an antibody to the full-blown virus. That's the theory.
But you actually shed the full-blown virus for up to 30 days. So what happens when I get my influenza vaccine and come home, within 30 days I can give it to my wife and my children and my grandmother and granddad. And that's what happened, I understand, in the flu, the Spanish flu, was it 1918, where
yes,
we vaccinated all our soldiers and sent them overseas and killed so many people in Europe with the influenza? I think
yes.
It's actually, my contention is it's actually part of the euthanasia program that our wonderful establishment, medical establishment, has waiting for us.
Oh, I don't know that the medical establishment is all in favor of euthanasia, because we're all potential customers. They don't want us to be healthy, but if we're dead, we're still not buying stuff from them.
Well, you're a little more optimistic about the health system in America than I am, I must say that. But
well, I'm not optimistic about it at all. I'm really not. And the fact that Claire is still dealing with what Claire is dealing with, it's very, very troubling. Again, we're over the flu. I'm back to my normal self. But Claire, in the middle of her flu, also injured her back, and she's still dealing with that issue.
Yeah, that's the sad part. I was a little surprised when I heard you were taking Claire to the doctor, but sometimes out of desperation we have to do things rather than dress ourselves. I ask people all the time now, we have doctors that are practicing medicine. Would you take your truck to a mechanic that's practicing mechanics? I don't think so. I'm going to let you go, Mike. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ron in Missouri. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. I called you once before about this. The vaccine they give young girls for cervic cancer.
HPV, yeah.
My
Gardasil.
My girlfriend's a pediatric nurse, and she tells me they give it to boys under pretext that it stops herpes. That's why they give it to boys, and they buy that.
That sounds like an off-label use to me.
Yeah,
I thought
course,
the original excuse given was they were going to prevent boys from conveying cervical cancer from one girl to another. What amazes me is they're giving this first shot to kids who are very, very young, and the shot only lasts 5 years. In other words, by the time these kids are old enough to start being sexually active, the shot has worn off completely, and they recommend a second shot at that age.
No, but they give it to boys to prevent herpes, supposedly.
Okay.
If that makes any sense at all, which it doesn't.
Say again?
Okay, well, that doesn't make any sense, but I'll let you go. I thought I'd pass it on to you.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. I mean, vaccines, I think, are a good example of something that was a good idea and in the early days did work, but it's been turned into another racket. And our medical industrial complex today is operating like the old traveling Wild West medicine show salesman. So there we are. All right, let's see. We've got Al in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Al in Canada, are you there? I'm sorry. Ron in Missouri. Ron, are you there? Okay. I thought we talked to Ron. Okay, is Al in Canada there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Finally, we got connected. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I can always tell there's always like a little buzz.
Yes.
I've just been looking at AMD's website, looking at these Spectre and some other nonsense that's going on. I've used Intel CPUs twice in the last 20 years, and they're expensive and blah blah blah. Obviously, they have that speculative. What do they call that again? Some kind of speculative something that they're blaming this whole thing on.
A speculative execution where the processor is trying to guess what the next instruction might be.
Yes. So I've been reading up on this as far as AMD is concerned, because I'm not going to use Intel processors ever again. And I haven't used them in probably about 5 or 6 years. But I think you hit the nail on the head a few days ago when you said, you know, obviously Intel, a lot of this Intel stuff is engineered and designed in Israel. And You know, whereas the AMD stuff, I mean, this is old Soviet Union stuff, right? The AMD processors and that. And I like, to be honest with you, the patches that have been coming out, I've been reading up on this, and I haven't, you know, done any of the stuff myself because I don't really care. But apparently it's turning like AMD systems into a brick.
Yes.
They're just rebooting constantly. And I have to wonder, I mean, how much of this is really the processor in AMD systems and how much of it is actually, you know, like the Southbridge or other chips on the motherboard that they don't necessarily manufacture. Same with their GPUs. Their GPUs apparently don't use speculative execution and are not susceptible to those kinds of threats. But are NVIDIA GPUs susceptible to this sort of thing? Because, you know, a lot of these video cards are used for mining cryptocurrency.
Yes, they oh. are. But yeah. Again, these problems, Spectre and Meltdown, are actually inside the metal of the chip itself. And apparently
yeah,
you can't
yeah,
even change the microcode. The patch is basically to remap the kernel memory someplace else in the memory space. And apparently that is causing other problems, boundary conflicts, who knows what all else is going on out there. But Intel was out there trying to rush a patch out there, and they rushed out a patch that didn't work. I'm going to be very honest. I've got some machines with Intel here. I'm not going to be applying the patches. I can't afford to have a machine bricked. This machine that's carrying my voice to RBN is already very, very slow, and I can't afford the speed hit on it. So I basically got all of the automatic updates turned off, and I figure the NSA's already got me wired here to the moon and back anyway.
Well, of course they do. They're listening yep. to us right now.
Yes, greetings to our
this
friends
so
in
funny.
National surveillance. You still couldn't break my codes, could you?
You talked about this for years, and here we are.
Yes.
Once again, here we are. You're awesome, Mike.
Yep.
I appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Sometimes I feel like I have the curse of Cassandra on me. Okay, we're going to go to Brendan in San Francisco. Aloha, Brendan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Sorry if you covered this earlier. I don't get to listen to you live. I'm calling about this Project Veritas huge story involving Twitter and juxtaposing it to CNN coming out with these outrageous claims that Trump made regarding Haiti and other third world countries. I think it's the equivalent to yelling fire in a crowded theater, which I believe is illegal, and that's what I see CNN doing. I mean, they're literally trying to create chaos and unrest based on fabrications. Did you cover that already?
Well, yeah, we did right at the top of the show, because I think what's going on is corporate media is trying to make a big deal over what Trump said so that Americans aren't actually evaluating the question. You know, he asked a legitimate question. Why are we under obligation to allow these people coming in from these specific countries? And it's a good question to ask. But the corporate media, which is on board with the globalists, they're trying to basically create a big stink over the language that Trump used as a distraction.
Right, versus what the content is. It's funny, I mean, I know people that watch CNN, and they are truly brainwashed, and it's a cult. And it's frustrating for me to watch people that I care about, and I'm being demonized, you know, on a personal note. I mean, at some point, there's a tipping point, and I mean, I'm afraid that when this type of stuff goes unchecked, when Don Lemon can call Trump a racist, it's so outrageous, there has to be some type of consequences for it. I don't know. Can you hold me over,
Mike? Well, I would say
so.
Brandon, we got to take a commercial break. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
For the the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking with Brendan in San Francisco. And we're talking about how the corporate media is basically, call it sensationalizing their reporting on what Donald Trump did. But they're certainly trying to fan it all up to be much more than it really is. And it's almost a tabloid approach to what's going on, to sensationalize it. To possibly sell it that way. But again, for the globalists, the idea is to not actually look at what Trump was saying. And what Trump was saying, he wants a merit-based system where people who are allowed into this country already speak, read, and write English, that they have skills or some kind of professional licensing, that they have an offer of employment, and that they are going to be able to take care of themselves and their family here and not be a burden on social services. And that strikes me as a perfectly reasonable thing to do. And most other nations have similar systems. But the globalists want no restraint whatsoever. MS-13, sure, come on in. Carrying Ebola, come on in. Fleeing prosecution for multiple rapes, sure, come on in. We got plenty of room. So, Brendan, you're right. There ought to be some kind of constraint on corporate media. But, of course, every time you talk about that, they scream First Amendment. But the counter to that is to remember the First Amendment is not intended to protect lies and liars. It's intended to protect the truth from those who are afraid of the truth.
Right. Listen, a couple quick points. So yeah, like Israel, when they do something, they try to have you look in the other direction. It seems like Project Veritas breaks a huge story. CNN comes out with this, you know, outlandish stuff about Trump. There seems to be a pattern. MS-13, interestingly enough, Jerome Corsi mentioned them in relating to 4chan and how MS-13 is the enforcer arm of the drug cartel via CIA. That's why they're allowing them in here. Now, this is Jerome Corsi saying this, and I respect his work. That was interesting that you mentioned that. I wanted to make one last point. I'm of Irish descent, and I remember when I was a young kid learning about the so-called Troubles in Northern Ireland, and what England did was move a bunch of Protestants over to Ireland and create this division. And it just seems like the same old playbook again and again. I've never heard anyone make that comparison, but I'm sure if you look throughout history, you'll find similar circumstances where they plop a mass of people in another area that they want to dominate or conquer. And, you know, here we are, repeat, rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
You raise a very good point. You make a very good point. Okay. Anything else? Oh, I guess we just lost him. Okay. Now, getting on back to computers. Apparently, researchers warn of yet another problem. We already reported this one. This is a second report on the AMT security issue. Let's hackers gain full control of laptops in just 30 seconds. Apparently, over in Google's Play Store, researchers have found a batch of over 60 malware-carrying apps designed to rob mobile users of information or show them pornography, and all of these 60 apps have a kid-friendly theme. So kids are downloading this stuff and they're being shown porn, and the malware is dubbed Adult Swine by security shop Checkpoint. And it was found in applications like Drawing Lessons, Lego Star Wars, Fidget Spinner for Minecraft, Spinner Toy for Slither, along with a large number of Android games. And apparently the apps were downloaded between 3 and 7 million times before they were caught. One father complained to Google that the software had exposed his 4-year-old son to a bunch of hardcore pornography. So, yeah, it's out of control out there. It's really out of control. Apparently, OnePlus has admitted that the clipboard application in a beta build of its Android operating system was beaming back mystery data to a cloud service in China. So someone running the latest test version of OnePlus's Oreo-based operating system revealed that there was unusual activity from the built-in clipboard manager that had been detected by a firewall. So apparently it was sending data to a block of IP addresses registered to Alibaba, the Chinese e-commerce and cloud hosting giant. Probably is collecting advertising information, but it's still rude to do. It's still spying. Now, over in the world of the Apple and Macintosh, and I keep thinking back to those commercials when Apple was really starting to come on against the Microsoft Windows, and they had all these commercials about how we're immune from bugs, we're secure, and the guy playing the PC was always sick. Apparently, there is a new undetectable DNS hijacker malware targeting Apple Mac OS users. And basically, it's DNS changer, and it basically causes your computer to route internet traffic through malicious servers and intercept sensitive information. So no, in point of fact, the Apple Macintosh computers are not automatically more secure. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I can't believe they're trying this one again. I just saw it on Fox News. Russian hackers are attacking the United States Senate. Oh, those evil, evil Russians. How can they possibly know? They can't. They can't find any of the ransomware authors. They can't find any of the people flooding your mailboxes with ads for Viagra. They can't find the people who put those pornography-laden children's apps on the Google Play Store. And so why should we believe them when they say, oh, absolutely, we know it's Russia? They were claiming Russians hacked the DNC email server, but that turned out to be an internal leak. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. That's the motto of the corporate media and the U.S. government. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Jim in Kansas, I think it is. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Years ago, and I used to listen to Alex Jones all the time. He sold a DVD about false flag operations, and he claimed there were only 10 real IRA members that were Brits who went over there to cause trouble, and they had all these other Irishmen joining the IRA, thinking that so the Queen or the Brits would have an excuse to really, you know, have martial law in Northern Ireland.
That's a very common thing. I mean, back in the 1990s, when the domestic militias were all the big scary thing here, and we found out that all of these militias were being started by undercover FBI agents. Do you remember the Elohim City compound that was involved with the Oklahoma City bombing? The guy who founded and ran that religious commune, Miller, his name was. He was an undercover FBI informant.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to get there. Only about 10 real IRA guys, and the rest of them were Irishmen that just thought they were in the IRA. Okay, I'll hang up and let somebody else talk.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. All right. So, Google is being sued. It's like litigation is becoming the dominant mode of social interaction, even more than Facebook. Okay, Google is being sued by a former employee, an engineer named James Damore, basically because of open hostility for conservative thought. And apparently Google is just way over the top on political correctness and liberalism, and talking about how hiring at Google was actually being determined basically on a quota system. We have to have women here, we've got to have this here, we've got to have that here. And Damore basically came out and wrote a memo saying that we need to go on meritocracy. And we're not going to have a balance between women and men in Google, because men are more likely to be drawn into these engineering technical fields. And so the talent pool is larger. And trying to force a balance it's unfair to the men. And you may be putting people into jobs that they're less than fully qualified for. And, of course, after the memo came out, he was fired. And now he is suing Google, claiming that he and others were regularly mocked and harassed for conservative views. But apparently Google management started it by politicizing their workplace. The smartest thing of all would have been, say, you're here to do a job. Okay, keep your politics on the lunch break or at home, not internal here. But if Google's management is out there pushing, oh, we're going to do this liberalism and feminism and all the rest of it, they opened up the floodgates here. Now, the European Union is planning to invest $1.2 billion building four new supercomputers. And the reasoning is they claim they're lagging behind the rest of the world. Europe does not have any supercomputers in the world's top 10. I don't think that's a really good reason to be investing that kind of money in a supercomputer unless you actually have something that you need it for. Now, these other supercomputers that are out there are built in facilities where there's a lot of number crunching work going on, and they were built to basically match the need. We actually have a supercomputing center down here on Maui. It's not in the world's top 10, but it's an amazing machine. And at one time, they were thinking about renting it out when it wasn't busy as a rendering system for the animation industry. But mostly, it's just tangled up with image processing related to the observatories on the top of Haleakala. Now, I've seen this issue come up before, and it's actually, in a way, it's affected Claire and I. Scientists are warning we're entering a digital dark age. Now, archaeologists, when they're out there trying to learn about our past, they'll have things like clay tablets or illustrated manuscripts, scrolls, papyrus, and so forth, with which to find out what was going on. But with the advent of the digital age, very little is being set into a permanent form, other than the monuments to the conquering warlords. And computer and data specialists are saying, we're looking at a dark spot for archaeologists where there simply won't be any information for them to acquire, because most of the media used for computers is very short-lived, and much of it is recycled, and that future archaeologists are going to be looking at this period of time, and they're going to have very, very little to go on to find out what our lives are like. They may be able to find the discs, they may be able to find the tapes, they may not be able to find the machines to read them, and that's already become a problem. Data that I had left over from my early years in Hollywood, the machines to read and write it don't exist any longer. One of the things that hit Claire and I when we started our production company here in Hawaii, we were backing up everything on CDR discs, which were sold with the claim that they lasted just as long as factory manufactured CDs. Turned out that was wrong. The lower end brands, after about 2 to 3 years, they would self-erase because their primary market were students who would put their homework on the disc, turn it in, get it graded, and then throw it in the trash. Now, there are what are called archival quality CDRs out there. They're a little more expensive. But even CDs are becoming less and less used versus digital download. But these scientists are absolutely right. We could actually lose this period in history, except for a few surviving monuments. There won't be much for them to go on. And archaeologists really aren't that interested in the monuments. They like to show them off, the pyramids and everything, because that impresses people on the TV channels. But archaeologists like to focus on ordinary daily life. They like to find the baker's list. They like to find the tools and things that people were using. I remember when it was a big deal, they discovered Syrians had invented beer, and they found the clay tablets that had the recipe on there for it. Somebody actually made it up and sold it in the stores. It wasn't very successful. It tasted horrible. But it is an issue. So much of the new information we're creating is being stored in a manner that it will disappear very quickly. Sort of a modern Library of Alexandria here. Okay, let's get back to the Consumer Electronics Show. There's a lot of interesting things going on. In response to the Me Too movement and all of this stuff about sexual harassment and rape and the issue that sometimes women will start engaging in sex and change their mind and then scream rape, somebody actually came out with an app where a blockchain company, Legal Things One, came out with Legal Fling, which is an app on your phone where you will swipe it to give your consent to sexual activity. Ooh, boy. That swiping that smartphone, that makes me hot. And basically, they're pushing it as a smart solution to the practical implications of the current law on people's lives. And what's really weird is many years ago, there was a science fiction movie, I can't remember which one, where there were these guys who were going into a brothel to do business with the prostitutes, but the prostitutes all had lawyers, and they were all signing contracts. How much money for what? Before anything proceeded. And here it is, real life. This is getting silly. This is just getting silly. What's going to happen to spontaneous sex now? It's going to be scheduled. It'll be in the calendar. Here, swipe my app so that I'm covered if you change your mind halfway through. Something else that's silly that came out of Consumer Electronics Show is smart underwear. It's taking the wearables game to a whole new region. And apparently the high-tech underwear have 6 sensors woven into the bra and panties that can track heart rate, temperature, pressure, motion, body fat, and hydration levels. And apparently it's $400 for 8 pairs of the thongs. And I think that's a little over the top. I really, really do. Now, Facebook earlier today announced a major change to the news feed. Mark Zuckerberg is explaining that he wants to change it so that users see less from media and businesses and will see more content from their immediate friends and family, which sounds actually like a good idea, except for those people who are trying to get relevant content. But Facebook's stock dropped 4% with that announcement. So not everybody thinks it's going to be a good idea. Let's talk about James O'Keefe again. He's in this ongoing battle with Twitter where he caught some people on tape who work for Twitter basically admitting they're engineering the system to shadow ban conservatives. And they're automating the system, so no longer will it be somebody saying, ooh, I think this guy's a conservative, flip the switch on shadow banning. First of all, for those of you who don't understand the term, shadow banning means that Twitter, when you post something, you will see your own post logged into your own account, but nobody else sees it. And so after a while, you'll think nobody's responding to your posts, when in reality, nobody is seeing them. People who are following you are not seeing your post because you've been shadow banned. And in one of the videos that James O'Keefe got, they're automating the system. And at one point, Twitter canceled Project Veritas' Twitter account in a fit of pique. It's since been restored. But yeah, we're seeing all of these corporate social media companies. They're being compromised. They're being brought on in to be gatekeepers. They're trying to basically stifle any conservative discussion whatsoever so that liberals can argue their fantasies and their open borders and their quota hiring systems without fear of contradiction. And it shows just how undemocratic liberalism has become because they don't believe in the First Amendment of free and open debate on a topic. They want to get their stuff out there to the public, but they're working to block conservatives. Now, another area of concern is this idea of fighting fake news. The buzz term's all over fake news. We have to fight fake news. We here in the independent media, of course, use it to describe things that we get in the corporate media, like Saddam's nuclear weapons. But unfortunately, it's being adopted now by governments to basically impose backdoor censorship. And France and now Brazil are looking at legislation to ban all political content on the web that the government decides is fake news. In other words, the government is setting up this, we're fighting fake news to reinforce their own propaganda and to silence dissenting opinions or contradictory information. Now, here's an interesting story. Over at Social Security, and this has ramifications both for computers and election fraud, Social Security records show 6.5 million Americans are aged 112. Now, as of last autumn, there were only 42 people known to be that old in the entire world. But Social Security doesn't have death records for these people. The oldest born in 1869. And these Social Security numbers are still out there. And they could be used to open bank accounts, obtain credit cards, claim fraudulent tax refunds, or register to vote. 6.5 million. That's a heck of a voting block there. So, what's happening this weekend? Well, apparently New Orleans is in for a freezing cold weekend lasting through Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Lasting through the holiday weekend here. Winter Storm Hunter is bringing snowy weather and freezing rain and floods as it hits Ohio, Tennessee, and New England. Boy, we could sure use some of that global warming right about now. Over in North Carolina, alligators are being frozen into the lakes. And we talked about yesterday where there's some photos where the alligators are just poking their snouts up into the air in order to stay alive. But apparently it's become so bad that animal activists are now conducting rescue missions and trying to chop these alligators out of the ice and get them someplace where they can be a little bit warmer without losing an appendage in the process. It snowed in Denton, Texas yesterday. It was a very short flurry, but the residents were saying it doesn't happen all that often. It's just that unusual. Apparently, Corsicana's Tiger soccer team won their last soccer game. They were having to play in the snow. So it's... yeah, we are getting into a period of planetary cooling, and it's not due to human activity. It's due to a decline in solar output. Human-caused global warming was a scam, one of many, many scams. Now, over on Mars, images from the various orbiters are showing these exposed underground ice cliffs on Mars. And they're saying there is enough water there where it could provide necessary water for a future colony on Mars. Now, back on Viking, there was one photo I saved for all the time that we were looking at that, where one morning the sun came up and there was what looked like snow on the ground. And it was probably a combination of water ice and dry ice, a clathrate. But it was a cool picture to see that dynamic change taking place on that. Okay, now, apparently ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, is now expanding their program of raids on 7-Eleven stores looking for undocumented workers. And Tom Homan says that's just the beginning. More misery for Intel as firm says patches to solve its chip design flaws have we already covered this one here. Well, as you know, the Zuna mystery satellite failed in its launch over the weekend, but they got another big one up. A British satellite has been launched into orbit. It's the world's first full-color satellite that can capture high-definition videos of individual people from orbit. That is an amazing technology. They got to be using adaptive optics and a whole bunch of image processing. I rather imagine that there'll be a lot of spying with this thing. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our Pauhana Friday show, just getting into the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. And following up on that story about the British satellite was actually launched into space by India using a rocket that carried a total of 31 payloads into polar orbit. That is an amazing technical feat. It's a big rocket, and of course it takes a lot more energy to go into a polar orbit than an equatorial orbit, because when you're following the equator, you have the speed of the ground under your launch pad added to your orbital speed. So that's very, very impressive. All right, we're getting more word about this flu season, and this is from statnews.com. And it's basically saying this flu season is shaping up to be one of the worst in recent years. The current tracking system is just 13 years old. And this is the first time that it's shown the entire continental United States suffering from the flu. And obviously, because it's here in Hawaii, it's extended beyond there. But apparently, the number of people who had to be hospitalized nearly doubled last week. And that is very serious stuff. So again, please don't be heroic. If you start feeling like you're coming down with this thing, see a care provider. Okay. Apparently, the latest attempt to kookify the internet, somebody's spreading around the story that Professor Stephen Hawking is dead and a lookalike has taken his place. And I think that may have been based on Hawking's actual appearance on an episode of Star Trek. Apparently, Erdogan is now supplying the terrorists again in Syria. And apparently, a story has surfaced from the Las Vegas shooting where, when it was happening, apparently the Las Vegas police pushed back Fox News, who were trying to film all that stuff that's taking on place back there toward the east side of the festival on the night of the massacre. So, once again, indications of a control here. Okay. Now, as we go into the weekend, again, a holiday weekend, want you all to be safe, drive carefully, and be back here. We will be back live on Monday, as far as I know, and just enjoy the weekend and the holidays. It's what Claire and I are going to do. We need huge amounts of rest, although Claire has choir on Sunday morning again. So I want you to please stay tuned to John Stedman on this program. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. And I want you to take everything that you're learning here, what you're reading at the website, and please pass it on and spread it on. From all this talk about censorship in the social media, from all this talk about mandating government control over the news on the internet, it's very clear they have become afraid. They're losing control of the people. They're losing the trust of the people. They're being exposed as liars. And now is the time for us to continue to push as hard as we can to expose each and every lie and basically say, I will not live under a government that lies to me. I'll have a truthful government or no government at all. There's the music. Time for me to go. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.